Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shurim in the Rambam. Hilchos Malachim 6:5. This is the fourth shir. We already saw in the flows mitachas Hashem. The Yisod HaDvarim is that when you make a bris with of the Avodah Zarah, you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Asir. And we saw steers between the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, who says that it's only Lagabe the Shiva Umois, the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that it's Lagabe all the Goyim. We saw steer between the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah and the Rambam over here in Hilchos Malachim. Over here, the Rambam talks about Mas Avdus, and there the Rambam doesn't talk about Mas Avdus becoming servants. So we had various kashas, and now we're going Amir Tashem to see continuing lighting the sukkah. At the end of the previous shir, we saw the smag, that the smag holds the isser is only with the Zayin Umois, because they're adukim b'avodah zarah, whereas with the other goyim, there's no isser of krisis bris, because they're not so connected to avodah zarah, and Mela making a bris with them. It's not like making a bris with Avodah Zarah in Sefer Shoftim, in Perek Beis. Pasuk Aleph, it says that a Malach came from Gilgal, and he said in the name of Hashem, before I should say it was a Navi, that I'm not going to revoke my lo'afer brisi itchem lo'ilam, I'm not going to revoke my bris with you forever. And then in Pasuk Beis, it says, v'atem lo'sichos u'bris le'yoshvei aretz, don't make a bris with the yoshvei aretz, mizbechoseim azos, mizbechoseim titos, you have to smash their mizbechos. And you didn't listen to me. He didn't keep your part of the bargain. So l'chayra, not destroying their mizbechos, is against the law of lo yeshuva ba'aretzichem, not allowing them to remain in your land. You shouldn't allow them to remain. Smash their idols. What does that have to do with not making a bris with them? Saying, don't make a bris with them, destroy their mizbechos. What does one have to do with the other? So the explanation is that lo ofer brisi itchem lo'olam is a tanai, saying, I didn't want to be made for my bris, but it's only tanai that you're not making a bris with the Yoshvei Aretz, you make it tanai with them. Then it's like the Malbim say, make it tanai with them, then it's a bris with them, then it's going against your bris with me. This is because that's a bris with Avodah Zarah, that's a steer to the bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're mevatel the bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it says over here, mizbechosam titoitzun, that since through the bris with them, you're not going to destroy their mizbechos. They're going to keep serving Avodah Zarah. So you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's totally the bris with Hashem is totally in the not making a bris with the Yoshvei Aretz and destroy their mizbechos. Because if you revoke the bris with Hashem, and you make a bris with Yoshvei Aretz and you don't destroy their mizbechos, be'etzem, you're making a bris with the Avodah Zarah. So that's the problem. The problem is making a bris with the Avodah Zarah is like making a bris with Avodah Zarah. So now we're going to explain the Rambam in Yitz Hashem. That even though the Iker Isra on the bris Avodah Zarah is dafka with the Zayin Amimin, right? But it's really with all nations. But there's a fundamental difference in making a bris with the Zayin Amimin with the seven nations and the other nations. Other nations aren't Iker Avodah Zarah. Their Mahusa Atzmis, their essence, is not Avodah Zarah. So it's not considered a bris l'avodah zarah. But since they're oved avodah zarah b'foal, so you're not allowed to make a bris with them. The only reason it's considered a bris with avodah zarah by the other nations is because they're oved avodah zarah b'foal. But if they're not oved avodah zarah b'foal, then it's not like making a bris with avodah zarah. So therefore, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, they just have to be mekabel upon themselves not to be oved avodah zarah. And then you can make a bris with them. Then it's not a bris with Avodah Zarah. But the Zayin Amim, and they're the Ikar Avodah Zarah. Like we saw earlier from the Rashi, from the Chinuch, also Chinuch Mitzvah Tav Chav Hei, also the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Memches, Britzim HaKoyfrim, in other words, that's their Mitzvahs. Their Mitzvahs is that they're Koyfrim, is that they're of the Avodah Zarah. And we also see Linyan Vlada Kamaisa, Yivam is 23a, Kedushin 68a, there's an even in the Gemara that's only talking about the Shiva Umais. Like Rashi explains, because the other nations are just menagah b'seim b'yadayim. They don't really believe in it. They're just doing it because it's the family custom. They're doing it for cultural reasons, but they're not really into it. But the Zayin Amin, that's their mahus. What is vlad kamasa, the kamasa? The fact that the child is going to be like the mother, what does that have to do with the fact that they're ma'odik b'avodah zarah? So you see here, you say that the Zayin Umos are a different mitzius of goyim, and therefore the Gemara is a tzad, that only by the Zayin Umos, the child is going to be like the mother, because that's a different mitzius. The mother is different mitzius, a mitzius of Avodah Zarah. And there's no riot for other goyim, for other akum. And memela, even by the Zayin Umos, even if they're not oved before, their mitzius is a mitzius of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you make a bris with them, it's like making a bris with Avodah Zarah. And the only way you're allowed to make a bris with them is there where they're mishtana, where they're mufka, the mitzius of Zayin Amimin. And the only way to be mufkar from the mitzias of Zayin Amimin is to have a chalais ger toshav, like we spoke about at great length in our shiurim and halacha dalid, that when you become a ger toshav, it's like converting out of the seven nations. That's the mitzvah. A ger toshav is an under the mitzias, a mitziut acheret shel ben adam. As a mufka mea mitziut hakodem, to kvar lo shechelik mea sheva umois. And we spoke about that, legabe lav la sechai kol neshama. That's in the sheva umois, but if they're makabel upon themselves, the gerei toshav, sheva mitzvahs, so memela, there's no way to serve with la sechai kol neshama. It's a different mitzius, and it's not enough that they should, in order to make peace with them, it's not enough that they should be makabel sheva mitzvahs. They also have to have masva avdus. Like the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, they become nivzim v'shvelim tachas Yisrael. They become nullified, they become lowered before the Jewish people. And that's what the Masva Avdus does. And thereby, you're mevatel their mitzius. And the Rambam is medayik. He says, Mas Avdus. What's Mas? It's not two separate things. Not Mas v'Avdus. The Rambam's lashon is that that's the mass of a tribute of slaves. In other words, not a tribute. And being slaves, the tribute, the mass, the tax that they have to pay is that they're slaves. It's one thing. In other words, it's complete subordination to the Jewish people. And this way, if the Zayin Umos or Makabel Mas Avdus, in addition to Kimakabel Sheva Mitzvahs, then you can make peace with them, they can make a bris with them. And you see this inyan of Bittul, that Mas Avdus is Bittul, because that's what they said they're going to do with the Gevinim after they realize this ruse. They said, okay, so now you're going to be chot ve'etze v'shovei mayim. You're going to be like the lowest level, like the Rambag explains, that you're going to be b'neim shvelim kavodim. You're going to be low like servants. So that's because they were very upset that the givonim of Dualehem, they had this ruse, this trick, and they said they're from a faraway land. So they wanted to make them low. That's the idea of mas v'avdus, making them low. And Memela, the Shiva Umois, we want to be Mavato, their Mitzius of being Oivdi Avodah Zarah. So in order to make peace with them, they have to be Lechatchila, they have to be Mas Avodim, and also to be Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. And now we can answer friend for the Alakashas we saw in the Rambam. The Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says it's only Zayin Amimin, because that's the Iker Avodah Zarah, that's the Iker Lab. And therefore the Rambam brings the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, which is talking explicitly about the Zayin Amimin. However, the Maisa, all Oived Avodah Zarah, that's before all Oived Avodah Zarah, is included in the Eastern Zayin Umois, because he's also making a bris with them. It's like making a bris with Avodah Zarah, but that's not the Iker Lab. So that's why the Rambam only writes the Iker Lab in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's the Sheva Umois, because their mitzius, their etzim, their muhus, is their atzimius is Avodah Zarah, and the male making a bris with them is like making a bris with Avodah Zarah. Mashenki in the Sefer Ayad, where the Rambam's talking about Halacha L'Maisa, there he mentions the Shara Umois, because the Zayin Amimin, we know Kvar Ovad Zichron, we don't know they are anymore, like the Rambam writes in Perek Halacha Dalet. And if the Rambam doesn't write in Perek Yud, Mehilas Akum, he doesn't say anything about the Zayin Amimin. He says, there is a Girsa like that, but the correct Girsa is Shara Umois. And there you don't need Mas V'Avdus. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Mas V'Avdus, because by the Shara Amin, you don't need Mas V'Avdus. All you need is their makabel upon themselves not to be Oivid Avodah Zarah, and that's enough for us, like we saw, allowing people to stay in the land. There's a problem with the Gavra. It's not that you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah. You let them stay in the land. There's a problem with the Gavra. And in order, they have to change the Gavra in order to stay in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they have to put makabel upon themselves. Sheva Mitzvah, come Gerei Toshav. So we spoke about staying in Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about making a bris with the Goyim. Make a bris with the Goyim. So when it comes to the Shiva Umois, they have to be makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. They become a different Mohus. That's the only way you can make a bris with them. Otherwise, they're still together. They're still connected to their Avodah Zarah. And they also require Mas V'Avdus. They have to be mevatel themselves. That's why they are so upset with the Gevinim. Because the Gevinim, and that's what the Rambam is talking about in Avodah Zarah and Perak Yud. The other Rambam is talking about the Gevinim. The Rambam is talking about the other Umais. There he doesn't mention Mas V'Avdus. And there he only says they have to be mekabel themselves not to be Avodah Zarah. That's enough. And then we can make peace with them. But here, in Hachos Malachim, so that's Miyashi, the steer between Sefer HaMitzvahs and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. That in Sefer HaMitzvah, Zayin Amin, that's the Iker Lav. And Hilchos Avodah Zarah talks about the other ones, because that's Halacha L'Maaseh, because we don't know the Zayin Amin are anymore. And here the Rambam talks about, in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam talks about requiring Mas Avdus, Mas Avodim, that they should, one thing, it's a complete subordination, Mas Avodim, that we require that they should become servants. That's talking about the Gevinim, who are really from the Shiva Umois. And therefore you would need Ma'as Avodim. Otherwise, if they're not makabel the Zayin mitzvahs and a chalos ger toshav, there's a lav leisichos lembris. When it comes to the give einim, when it comes to other umois, so they don't need to be makabel shevim mitzvahs. It's enough. That's one of the questions that we asked. Everybody has to be makabel himself, not to be over the bazaar. So what's the difference between the other nations and the shiva umois? The answer is there's a fundamental difference. The shiva umois, that's why they're upset at the givayim. The shiva umois, like the givayim, have to actually be makabel himself shevim mitzvahs and masa avdus. And they have to be makabel himself this tribute of being servants, being subordinate to the Jewish people. Whereas the other nations, it's enough that they're masking not to be over the Zara. So here in the Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam is talking about the Givonim, who are from the Shiva Umois. They're upset. Why did you play this trick? Do this trick on us? Play this game? Because we didn't know you're from the Shiva Umois. Otherwise, you would have had to be Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs and Makabel Mas Avdus, like the Rambam here says, Mas Avodim. But now that you told us you're only from a foreign nation, it's enough that you're Makabel upon yourselves not to be over the Zara. And the Jews weren't happy about that, and the Sim weren't happy, and they would have been killed had they not been made the Shu'ud. It would have been a Chil Hashem, like the Rambam says. So for Enfred, Alakash is the Rambam, Alastiris. Now we understand everything. Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. So you saw that Dvarim is, you're making a bris with Shiva Umois, you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah, you're making a bris with Avodah Zarah, you're also making a bris with Avodah Zarah, but it's not as strong. That's why the Smak is Mechalik, only with the Shiva Umois, the bris with Avodah Zarah, not with the other nations. According to the Rambam, it's everybody, but in the Sefer Mitzvah only mentions the Shiva Umois, because that their Mahus Avodah Zarah is stronger. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he talks about Lalach Lamais, he talks about the other Umois, not only make a bris with them, but for them it's enough. In order to make a bris, they make a upon themselves not to be Avodah Zarah. When it comes to the Shiva Umois, that's not enough. They have to make a Kabbal Sheva Mitzvah, to make an Umahus, and also to be Matzavodim Mevat themselves to the Jewish people. And the Tak of the Malbim, in Parashas Kisisa Shmois, Paraglam Dal, Pasuk Yibayz also writes a chilik between Krisus Bris, between Shara Umois and Zayin Amiminlin, Masva Avdus, Zayin Mitzvahs, as we have explicated in this shir. So I hope everything is clear. And B'siyata D'Shmaya, Yishpo Arichut Nifla'a, B'mshech HaDvarim, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך ונתענג על תורת השם. אני מקווה שההאזנה לשיעור הייתה עריבה עליכם, כפי שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. ואם הדברים, if anything was not clear, you can always feel free to contact me, and מרצה השם, I can hopefully clarify. We should be zocher ללמוד עולם מלשמו לעשות לקיים, it's called Erei Samu Torah Sabihava. We covered a lot in this shir. I spoke very quickly, but there's always the option, since it's recorded, of slowing up the voice. So that'll make it easier. In any event, thank you so much for listening. And we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should just give us the koyach, the moach, the simchas chaim, everything we need in order to continue lilmud ulelamed lishmor ulasos ulekayim's kol reis hamotav. So we have amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Be'ezrat Hashem, b'nei nedar, namshich. Shalom, shalom.